Italy is battling the biggest outbreak of coronavirus outside of Asia, with 322 cases of the virus confirmed by health officials in Italy. There is growing concern that the outbreak could mean dire consequences, not just for Italy, but for the whole of Europe. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News reporter based in Italy. Sabina, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you give us any insight into how things seem to go from 0 to 60 in a split second there in Italy when it comes to the coronavirus?
Well, in fact, you were just reporting now 322 cases, but in fact, we've gone beyond that number, and we're at 370 cases and 12 deaths. Now, it is a very, very fast spreading virus, very easily spread between one person to the other, and so the numbers keep multiplying. If you think that last Friday, we didn't have more than a handful of cases in this country, and now we're at over 370. That gives you an idea of just how fast this is moving. Now, one thing needs to be made clear, though, here is that the Italian authorities have been doing everything and putting in motion all kinds of measures to stop this outbreak from continuing so quickly to develop. And another thing that needs to be made clear is that in this country, they have been testing people that had flu symptoms and people that did not have symptoms. And that is why it is believed that so many cases have emerged. In other European countries, there has not been so much testing. And that is why we may be seeing a similar situation in other European countries soon. What has been done in this country is something incredible. Thousands and thousands of tests that have led to these numbers, and, you know, which we believe, I mean, the authorities believe, are only going to increase in the coming days.
Sabina, I'm curious, you know, we've had Brazil today reporting its first case, someone who flew home from Italy. We have others who've left Italy or in hotels, I believe, in the Alps. I mean, there have been a number of these were in Italy in the Milan area and then went back home or traveled. So obviously, Italy is a major tourist destination, and Italian people travel a lot, too. So there's this nexus of travel here.
That's right. And I mean, as you say, you know, there were people that tested positive in Greece, in Spain, in Austria, in Switzerland, which are all nearby countries to Italy, also in Croatia and France. And these were all either Italians or people who had recently visited the north of the country. But I think that these people are more concerned than others. And so are testing for a possibility of having contracted the virus, whether other people in Europe are not so concerned and maybe feel they do not have this virus. Now, the other thing to consider is that testing for the virus in Italy is free of charge. So a lot of people are coming forward to make sure that they are clean or not clean from the virus. You know, the fact that you can do it for free is obviously an incentive to actually be tested. Now, that is not the same case in other countries.
You know, the other thing about Europe, of course, is the borders. You know, once upon a time, you got stopped and checked at the border. You drive into or take the train into Italy or back out into Switzerland or France, and it's just as if you passed another kilometer on the tracks.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, health ministers from the whole of Europe with World Health Organization officials met yesterday in Rome and decided to keep the borders open. They felt that this is not something that they want to do, close the borders. But I have to say that I was coming back from the United States last week and I flew directly to Venice. And when I landed in Venice, they had heat sensors and they were checking the temperature of every single passenger who was coming through Venice. So there are checks that are taking place and very serious checks at that. If someone has a temperature which is not right, they will be taken to one side and they will be asked to do further checks for this virus. And then, of course, if they are positive, they are told to be self-isolate or they are quarantined for at least 2 weeks.
Sabina, thank you for joining us this morning. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News reporter based in Italy, joining us this morning to talk about the coronavirus outbreak there.
You know, I just reached out to a friend who lives in Liguria, the far northern corner of the Italian coast where it bends into France along the Riviera there, and asked him, what are you talking about? And he said, the rumors are worse than the virus, so there's an awful lot of concern.